Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 18th of February, recording at 9:30 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today, and a newsflash that's just come out is that the Federal Reserve Board in the USA has raised the discount rate a quarter of a point to 0.75%. The discount rate, of course, is the rate that the Fed charges banks for direct loans. That's part of their normalization, or the first step in their normalization of lending facilities. It will encourage the banks to borrow more from the markets rather than the Fed. And it's been widely signaled over the last few days. I'm just looking to see if it's had any impact on markets. In the after-hours trading, it has. It's pushed Wall Street down a little bit and pushed the precious metals down a little bit. Okay, but that could change. Between now and the end of the broadcast, I wouldn't be surprised. So, what else can we mention here? In Asian stock markets, well, they were mostly a little bit easier, but not much. The European stock markets seesawed a little bit, but closed the day out with modest gains. Wall Street also seesawed a little bit, but then gradually firmed and had reasonable gains of less than 1%, but closing up near the higher side of the day. Although, as I've already mentioned, it is weakening here in after hours. For instance, on this discount news, for instance, the S&P 500 index closed at 1,106.75, so nearly at 1,107, and at the moment the March contract is trading at 1,098, which is down 7.8. Okay, what else has gone on here today? The government bond market were weaker. In other words, yields pushed up a bit and bond prices closed down. The US dollar, I'm sure this will be affected. It's a tiny bit steadier in here today. Not a whole lot going on. Sterling is weaker. That's one of the highlights here, and the yen is weaker today. Sterling's down on yet more bad economic data, and precious metals, as I speak, are down. But then that's reversing some gains that we had seen by the close of trading. Industrial metals were stronger in here today, with some solid gains. Copper is back up to 3.32. I'm going to apologize. You're clearing my throat. I've got a little bit of a scratchy voice. Excuse me. Okay. So what's going on here generally? Well, in terms of stock markets, what's encouraging is, as you know, they had dropped back down in that correction to the or towards the rising 200-day moving averages. A few of the major markets went fractionally below those MAs, so that's normal, and some of the others stayed fractionally above those MAs, which is also normal, and the ones that stayed fractionally above included those of Wall Street, the Dow and the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 index. And the declines that we saw, I think the S&P was down, what was it, nearly 9%. So that's very much within the lines of a moderate correction. And Having then lost downside momentum earlier this month near those moving averages, they started to push upwards, and it hasn't been entirely in consecutive days, but it's been a pretty steady move upwards. In other words, on most days, stock markets have pushed higher. And I had been a bit concerned that either, I think it was late last week, that we hadn't seen any upward dynamics, since therefore we were one downward dynamic away from a reversal. But subsequently, we did see some upward dynamics, and that's encouraging. And we've also begun to see some of the lower highs during this corrective phase broken, and again, that's encouraging as well. So you weigh it all up, and it does look very much as if we have seen another normal correction. That's what we had forecast long ago when stock markets became overextended, said that it would be inevitable in any cyclical bull market that you'd get at least one, and it depends on the index, but you can easily get two, three, four corrections, which tend to be medium-term corrections, which would be mostly, well, in Wall Street they've sort of tended to average less than 10% for the most part over the last few years, and somewhat higher than that, of course, for emerging progressing markets, which are higher beta, so they go up faster and they come and further and they come down often a bit faster and further. Now, and we've also always felt that the within the cyclical bull trend, that those mean reversions to the 200-day moving average were buying opportunities overall. Now, I've also mentioned, and a lot of repeats in here, but I've also mentioned that but it's good to do the general overall review, I hope you think, especially as I haven't had an audio since Monday. But we invariably, when you get a correction like that, even if it's only a normal medium-term correction towards the rising MA, it does do some short-term technical damage. And therefore, that creates a bit of uncertainty. I've also mentioned that we would require, following that move, we'd require a decent rally as to confirm that it was no more than a normal correction. But even in that environment, don't be surprised if we see some more ranging activity because of the uncertainty that was created by the earlier correction. Weigh it all up, though, we're still in a cyclical bull market, and we appear to have completed a correction. Therefore, markets should be a bit healthier, having corrected the previous overextensions on the upside and having shaken out some of the weak holders. And even if we haven't quite yet reached the point where everybody's convinced that it was just a normal correction, and therefore back the stock markets again and push them higher. Now, when will that start? Well, wouldn't be surprised if it started with some of the leaders before the end of the month. It will be very interesting to see what happens next week when China comes back online. Here, the China has taken off the New Year Day hol New Year's yeah the New Year holiday, and so they closed for the week. But I wouldn't be at all surprised if China opened in fairly robust fashion when it resumes trading. First, because I don't think the government wants to kill off the bull market at all, and I don't think the government certainly doesn't want to squeeze the economy at all. It did want to slow down the rate at which loans were being doled out, and it did want to slow some of the property speculation that was going on. But I think China is logically and sensibly Overall, the priority is to ensure that growth continues. That's what they're after, and I don't think they should have any trouble in achieving that aim. And I think that what I've just said is dawning on a number of other strategists as well, which is another reason I think why some of the industrial resources have bounced back quite strongly as well. So this is still a favorable environment, and I'm happy to go on holding my fuller money theme positions. What I'd like to see, of course, the market doesn't care what I would like to see, but what I would like to see is some bubble activity in some of these themes, which would then be a good excuse to lighten positions here somewhat. Okay, moving on quickly. What about the precious metals? Well, I think we're in a support building phase, but here also technical damage occurred, so don't be surprised if there's a fair amount of to-ing and fro-ing, ranging that actually takes place. Incidentally, some of my remaining silver positions were rolled forward here today, I noticed in my remaining account. I didn't have time to write that up just for the record, but I will do that. I will do that tomorrow. And I think that precious metals remain a buy on easing. I think there's a very good chance that we have seen the extent of the overall downward correction. So this is just ranging, support building, consolidation, I think, before precious metals go higher. They were a little easier this morning on the announcement by the IMF of their additional gold sales. But again, that's something that had been widely signaled to the market, so it wasn't really new news. It was just a re statement, just a renewed statement of their intention that they are going to go ahead with some additional sales. Okay, what else to mention here? The US dollar. Well, it's lost some upward momentum, particularly against Asian currencies, as I would expect. When we talk about the dollar, most people say, "Oh, well, look how strong it is against the euro," but that's really a weak euro story, as Owen has maintained throughout. And the yen's a little weaker, and to the extent that the yen is weaker, that's good news for the Japanese stock market, which can use some good news, having not been a awfully good performer overall. And I think that's pretty much it here. Interesting markets, profit-making opportunities in here. Crude oil, I see, is picked up again, 78.37. That's up just over a dollar. And so edging back up towards the higher side of the range, but still range-bound here overall. Bottom line, the environment favors equities and commodities. Be wary of rising long-dated government bond yields. And on that note, I'll just say all the very best to all of you.